still technically is a type of hotel, but they are different, and that there's a shared bathroom. And
okay, one moment. Can you repeat? Hang on.
Yes. Is this a hotel or motel?
It's a hostel. A hostel is a type of hotel from a legal standpoint. It's a lodging establishment.
Oh.
It's a hostel, H-O-S-T-E-L. It's the fastest growing lodging sector in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
There's hundreds of thousands of them around the world. I've stayed in more than 100 around the world myself.
How much is a room?
A private room is $25.75, including tax. And what distinguishes hostels from other kind of lodging establishments is they also have shared bedrooms. I've got two private rooms in which you'd have the room to yourself, and I've got the dorm room, which has two bunk beds. And you can get a bed for $12.36, including the 3% lodging tax. That goes to the most impoverished county in Ohio, Athens. And or you can get the whole dorm room with four beds for $48 plus tax.
How far are you from the university?
Ohio University? I got 2 degrees there. It's real near the new Route 33 bypass exit, so it's about 15-20 minute drive, probably 13 miles, I'm not sure exactly. But
do you have quite a bit of availability?
Weekends, in the future, yes, definitely. I know I've got at least a private room available today, and people who've reserved one of the other rooms aren't sure if they're going to make it, so I might have another room available.
Okay, but I'm gonna take a ride down there, and maybe I want to take a look at it. I got time today, so I'm gonna take a ride. I should be there the next couple hours to take a look at it.
The thing is, I've been a victim of an enormous amount of crimes by government terrorists. So generally, I don't let people just look at it. Have to reserve, or if you do, that's why I like people to sign a form so they aren't in. They aren't allowed to go into unauthorized areas. But
sure.
I do need customers, so. As long as you just, how about you just let me know right before you get to the property, and I can show you the hostel and ring the doorbells when you get here. The main thing is I'm the only one ever allowed on the first floor, and you have to have their keys to get there, but the problem is the government just give them away. It's really crazy. But anyway, the second floor is the hostel, and, as long as you aren't, you're just wanting to stay the night and aren't coming for any kind of clandestine searching purposes or something, you could just ring the doorbell and I can show you the hostel.
Okay, great. I'll let you know in the next couple hours if I decide to do it.
Great. Thanks.
All right. Thank you for the helpful information.
Bye.